Teshir's Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Vav Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. In our previous year, the Gemara taught us that once the Dayin, Nigmar Hadin, once the entire is over, at that point, what the Tanakama's opinion was, Iyatu Rishoyel of Soya, then at that point you can't introduce any compromises. So ask the Gemara, Heche Dami Gemara Din, exactly what does Gemara Din mean? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, once the Dayan says, Ish Plani at the Chayiv, Ish Plani at the Zakai, you're guilty, you're innocent. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, the Rav teaches us Halakha Rav Shub and Karcha. We had an extensive discussion in our previous year, what is the attitude of the Halakha towards Pshara, towards making a compromise. And the Halakha Rav Shub and Karcha says, Rav, that one should be encouraged to make a compromise. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that true? Ask the Gemara, Rav Huna, Talmid de Rav Hava. Rav Huna was Rav's Talmud. Ki hava osla kameid Rav Huna. And when they would come to the entire to Rav Huna, Amaluhu, he would give the litigants a choice. He would say to them, Idina b'isu, if you're interested in a dentira, ipshar b'isa. Do you want a psaka dentira? Ipshar b'isa. So how can we say that Rav says that it's a mitzvah to do pshara, to do a compromise, if he gave the litigants this choice? Answers the Gemara, my mitzvah, nami the kamar b'shuvah karcha. What did he mean? Mitzvah l'mei melehu. There's a mitzvah to tell them. It's a mitzvah to give them that option, Idina b'isu, pshar b'isu, what do you prefer? And the way I saw the Yad Ramah explains the Gemara is that they came to him to do a din Torah. And even though they came to them to do a din Torah, he offered them the option to do a pshara. So we see from here that there's a lot to be said for doing a compromise, because why did he offer them compromise? There's a machlokes in the Rishonim. Nadav was saying that we should offer the litigants a choice, a pshara or a din. What should he say first? The Taz quotes the Maram with Prague that the Gemara is teaching us that we give them the option. Do you want a din Taira? Do you want a pshara? And you, the litigants, should choose. The Birki Yosef disagrees. And the Birki Yosef says it's not just that we give them a choice. Do you want a pshara or do you want a din? But rather, the Birki Yosef says that what the Dayan is supposed to do is he's supposed to encourage them to want to have a pshara. Furthermore, the Birki Yosef says that when the Gemara said, as we learned extensively in our previous year, that once the Din Torah is completed, then it's too late to make a pshara, that's only in a case where the litigants don't want to have a pshara. But if the litigants are prepared to do a pshara even after the Din Torah, says the Birki Yosef, we may do so. But the Birki Yosef himself says that ein haminikain. That is not the minig. The minig, as it seems to be quite clear from our Gemara, is once the Din Torah is complete, then it's too late to make psharas. Ask the Gemara if Rav Shub Karcha is opinion according to this, is that you can make a Din Torah, you can make a pshara. So then ask the Gemara, Haina Tanakama, aren't they both saying the same thing, that they have, the Dayan has the right to choose? Answers the Gemara, no, there is a slight nafkamina. Ikimanaya mitzvah. The nafkamina between them is if there is a mitzvah. Rav Shua Bekachusavar, there's a mitzvah to say that to make a pshara. Tanakama Savar, where Tanakama says that Rishus, there's no mitzvah to indicate that I want to make a pshara. You can make a pshara. Says the Gemara, or asks the Gemara, so according to this, the Tanakama says that the Dayan can make a pshara. Hainu de Rav Shimon ben Asya, isn't that the same as what Rav Shimon ben Asya said, that it's, Rav Shimon ben Asya said that until we know in which direction this Tentaira is going, we can make a pshara. So ask the Gemara, so if that's the case, what is the nafkamina? And says the Gemara, no, there is a nafkamina between the Tanakam and Shim ben Asya. The nafkamina is Mishatishma Devrayim. You heard the two sides, and you know in which direction the Stentira is going. Are you allowed to make a pshara? The Tana holds that as long as it was a Nigmar Hadin, as long as a psak has not been issued, even though the Dayan knows in which direction it's going, then the Tanakam holds, even though the Dayan knows in which direction it's going, as long as there was no Nigmar Adin, you still may make a pshara. Whereas the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Asya is it doesn't have to have a psak. As long as we know in which direction we're going, that's enough that we should no longer be able to make a pshara. We discussed extensively in our previous shiur the pasuk in Tehillim, Ubeitzeya Berech Nitz Hashem. And the Gemara wanted to suggest that one opinion holds that that pasuk is actually referring to somebody who suggests making a pshara. Says the Gemara, that interpretation is pligad Rav Tamcha ben Chaloi. Dar Rav Tamcha ben Chaloi, le'nemar mikra zeh, this pasuk of Betzei Berech is speaking about a different subject altogether. He says it's speaking about Keneged Ma'ase Egel, speaking about what Aaron did when Aaron Cohen did when he made the eagle. Shnema, what the pasuk says, V'yar Aaron, V'yivem Mizbeach Lefonav. The Aaron saw something, and that's when he made the Mizbeach for the eagle. But the pasuk doesn't indicate what did Aaron see. Ma'ra, what did Aaron see that caused him to build this eagle? So says the Gemara, Amar Binyamin Ba'yefes, Amar Belazar, Ra Chor, he saw the son of Chor, the son of Miriam, Chor, Shazavach Lefonav, that he was killed. And as I saw, the Marsha explains, if we look in all the Psukim, we always see how Chor was there together with Aaron when they built the Mishkan and other places. And all of a sudden here, we don't have Chor anymore. So obviously, Chor was eliminated. And that's what got Aaron concerned. Ra Chor Shazavach Lefonav, he saw that Chor was slaughtered, was killed. V'amei Eloi Shemana Lahashta, if I won't do what they want, in other words, make them an eagle, Avdali Kadavid B'chor, they're going to do to me what they did for Chor, U'mekaimbi, and that will be a fulfillment of the Pasuk, Im Yaharg V'Hashem, Migdash Hashem Koyin V'Navi. Aaron was a Koyin, Aaron was a Navi, and he was concerned if they would kill him, that would happen. And at that point, just like the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because they killed Zechariah, who was a Kohen V'Navi, and Lehavale Tekanta, there would be no way to correct this terrible Aveira. Lehavale Tekanta La'olam. So he said, Mutter to love the Egel, better that they should make an Egel, Ef Shehavale Tekanta, maybe they'll be able to do tshuva, rather than end up killing me, that can't be reversed. And as I saw many Mefarshim explain, there is no question that the Aveira of Avodah Zarah would be worse than this Aveira. But even though the Aveira of Avodah Zarah would be a worse Aveira, but Aveira of Avodah Zarah you could do tshuva on. Whereas this Aveira, there's no place, killing somebody, there's no place for tshuva. So that's why he figured it's better let's do the eagle and then they'll do tshuva versus killing me. So the question is, at that point, the avoda was being done by a bechor. Aaron wasn't a bechor. Miriam was older than Aaron. So why was Aaron doing the avoda? So one shot that I saw is that when at that point, the Avoda was being done by Bechor, it doesn't mean like we understand the Bechor is the oldest if the oldest child is a son, then he's a Bukhar. Rather, the definition at that point of Bukhar was whoever has the title of Bukhar. So if you're the oldest son, even though you're not the oldest child, you were considered a Bukhar. And the reason being, because who was considered a Bukhar by Makkas Bukhairis? Any Bukhar. So if there was enough to be considered a Bukhar by the Mitzrim for Makkas Bukhairis, is enough to be considered a Bukhar for this as well. Another pshat that I saw, that Aaron, even though he wasn't a Bukhar, he was treated like a Bukhar to be given the right to do the Avodah, because we remember that Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the snare, why are you sending me? Shouldn't you send Aaron? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Aaron will go out to greet you, you'll be in your position, and Aaron, v'racha v'samach b'liboy. And at that point, what Aaron fulfilled, v'racha v'samach b'liboy, at that point, he was appointed to be a duri avoida, even though he wasn't a bechor. In terms of explaining the pasuk in our Gemara, explains the Meiri, even though Aaron had the best of intentions with what he did, but still he is faulted that he made the avodah zarah. And as I saw, the Ian Yaakov explains, this really touches on an important halachic principle. Do we say chatei? Do we tell a person to do avera kedei shiyiske chaveroi, to prevent somebody else from doing an avera? Which is exactly what Aaron was doing. Aaron built the eagle to save Klal Yisrael, but was he? And the pasuk is saying, "But say Berach Nitz Hashem," that that's not necessarily the correct way to go of doing averus, even though the intentions are so honorable. Says the Gemara, "V'hani Tanoi," goes back to Gemara. All these Tanoim that say that until the Din Torah is over, we're allowed to do a pshar, we're allowed to do a compromise. So ask the Gemara, the pasuk that we learned in yesterday's shir that said that you should do pshar, which is the pasuk point of my resh medon my dar shabay. What will they do with that pasuk? Answers the Gemara, they use that pasuk for Rav Hamnuna, for what Rav Hamnuna taught us. Amar Rav Hamnuna, ein tchilas dina shel adam nidain ela divrei Torah. The first question that we're going to be asked when we come to Shemayim is, do we learn Torah? Shnei poyta mayim reishis midayim. Torah is nimshal mayim. Torah is compared to mayim. Poyta mayim reishis midayim. If a person poyta mayim that he excluded himself from learning reishis midayim, that will be the first question. So Tosfos asks that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that when a person leaves the world, the first question that they can ask him is, Nasata v'nasata b'muna. Did you do business, were your business dealings honest? And only afterwards will he be asked, Kavata itam l'tayra. So how do we reconcile these two Gemaras? So Tosfos answers that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos speaks about a person who is learning Torah. He just didn't have kviyas itam. He didn't have a set time to learn. Here we're speaking about a person who didn't learn at all. So a person who didn't spend learning Torah in his life at all, the first question that he's asked is, why didn't you learn? A person who did learn, but he just didn't have kviyas itam, he didn't have a set time, he didn't have a set shir, the first question to him will be nosata v'nosata v'amuna. Another teretz that Tosfos suggests is that the first question is indeed nosata v'nosata v'amuna. How were your business dealings honest? But when it comes to punishing a person, that the first thing he'll be punished for is on kviyas itim. How do we reconcile that? Because the Mefarshim will ask in Tosfos, shouldn't the schar va'onish go in the order of the question? And the answer is that nosata v'nosata b'muna, your business dealings, if they weren't honest, why were they not honest? Because you didn't have kviyas itim l'tayra. A person who would be kviyas itim l'tayra would know to live his life differently. And therefore, that is the cause for punishment. The Mashah says that our Gemara is speaking about a person who didn't learn as much as he should have. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos is speaking about a person who could learn. A person who had the ability to learn, he has the talent to learn, he has the ability to learn. So the first question he's going to be asked is, why didn't you spend time learning? The Gemara Masechta Shabbos is speaking about a person who doesn't have the ability to learn. So him, we can't have such a claim to why didn't you learn. But we do ask him about, they will ask him about Nosata v'Nosata b'Emuna. Din Yaakov has a different shot. He says that indeed, as we're learning now, the first question that's asked is about Divrei Torah. What's going to be the person's answer? The person's answer is going to be that he was too busy with work. And therefore, since he was too busy with work, then that's his excuse for not being able to learn, says the Din Yaakov. So says the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. They're ready to accept that explanation, but we're going to look, how did you conduct yourself in your work? If you conducted yourself in work, b'emunah, honestly, then we accept what you say. But if somebody didn't conduct himself honestly, that's why you weren't matzliach in your work. Because if you would have acted honestly, then you would have had success in your work and you would have had time to learn. Another teretz is that, as we said before, that the person has an excuse that he says, I don't have the intellect, I don't have the ability to learn. And what will be the question we're going to ask him? So, nasata v'nasata. You were able to do business. All of a sudden, you became intelligent. All of a sudden, you became smart. Here you're saying that you don't know, you couldn't learn, and that because you're not able to learn, because you don't have the ability to learn. So what gave you the ability to have the ability to do business? It must be that you're just using it as an excuse. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is that the first question is indeed on Torah. And then he's going to say, well, I didn't have the ability to learn because I didn't have the proper intellect to learn. So then they're going to ask him, Nosata v'Nosata b'Emuna. Well, we see that you are able to do business. You are a bright person. And then they're going to come back to this. The Sefer told us Yaakov has a different way of approaching this Gemara. He says the Yetzer Hara comes with all sorts of ways to get us to do the wrong thing. He's going to say that a person in Olam Hazeh, you're going to, when somebody does something right in Olam Hazeh, you get immediate gratification. For learning, you don't get any gratification in this world. And the answer that we tell him is Nosata v'Nosata b'Emuna. When it comes to business, there are people who invest. When you invest, you don't immediately see return on your investment, but that doesn't prevent you from doing an investment. And that's going to be the claim to the person. Just like when you did business investments, you didn't require to see immediately the success. So too, the question is that issue will be in learning. Just because you don't see immediate gratification, whether because you don't understand what you learn immediately, or whether you have to wait till Olam Haba, is not a reason to learn. Another pshat that I saw is that the question of Nasata v'Nasata is not talking about b'emuna, is not speaking about business. The first question, of course, will be about Torah. And the question of Nasata v'Nasata b'emuna is a continuation of that question. Because even the first question that we're going to be asked is, did you learn? And after a person is asked, did you learn? He's going to be asked, how did you learn? If you learned Torah, then you're properly b'emuna. That means, did you understand the Gemara you were learning? Did you make Chiddush Torah? Did you write what you could have written? A person, just because he's learning, doesn't have enough of excuse. What he's supposed to do is really apply himself to his learning. Another pshat that the Tibur Chaim says, that the question first indeed is actually Nusata Venusata Bamuna. The first question is about business. Business. But the question of Torah is directly related to the issue of Torah, because a person who learns Torah is a person who knows how to act properly in business. And if you didn't act properly, and that's why the first question is about Torah, and then we ask him, well, you know what we're going to see the difference between a person who learns Torah and a person who doesn't learn Torah? The place we're going to see that difference is by a person, how he conducts himself in business. A person who learns Torah acts completely differently in his business relationships. Amar Rav Huna, Hai Tigra, when there's a dispute, Dam Letzur DeBitka DeMaya, it's similar to when there's a flood, Kivin DeRavach Ravach. And what happens when there's a flood, it starts small, and then it keeps on growing. Abaya Kshisha, Abaya said, Amar Dami Leguda DeGamlo, it's like the bridge that the camel goes on them, that as long as the bridge is new, people, it shakes. However, kivin dekam kam, because you walk on it, it gets established. And that's what happens with machloikis, says the Gemara. Once people get into machloikis, it becomes very difficult to stop. Shama v'shasi shevet zmiris ha'simen. Says the Gemara, who have to have a kam v'ozel? Somebody that would always say, Tuvya, the Shama v'adish. So it's great that you have a person that hears how people are ridiculing him and he stays quiet. Chalfa b'shasa meya, somebody who is quiet in the face of that, 100 types of punishment leave him. Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, said Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, when this statement was said in the Beis Medrash, he says, Kroksiv, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Poyta mayim, Reishis Medoin. And the pasuk says, Poyta mayim, somebody who stops a war, Reish Meidine, will cause that he should have 100 bad things happen to him. I saw that the Sefer Mishmeres V'Ozer says, Tuvya, if a person believes that Tuvya, Hakol Latoiva, Gamzu Latoiva, that whatever bad happens to him, whatever he thinks is bad happens to him, is Latoiva, is really for the best. Chofa B'Shusay, that is the reason that all bad will go away from him. I saw that the famous tzaddik from Yerushalayim, Rav Aryeh Levine, used to say, the pasuk says, "Vanika cherish loy eshma ukeilam loy yiftach piv loy eshma." So, what does it mean, loy eshma? He says that if I make myself loy eshma, if somebody says something bad about me, I loy eshma, I treat it as if I ignore it, I don't hear it. What will happen is the other one, you could only have a dispute if you have two people participating in the dispute. But if this person remains quiet, then the other one will also be quiet. Says the Marhut Avakam of Azul, there's a person that would say, for 2-3 times that a thief has stolen, he doesn't get killed. Similarly, if somebody did an aveira a number of times, that doesn't mean he's not going to get punished. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Kruksiv. That's actually a pasuk. The pasuk says, Kama Hashem, Ashlosh Pesh Yisrov Al Arba Loi Shevena. For 3-4 times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochel, remains silent. And then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what he has to do. Says the Gemara, Hu Dekam V'Ozel, Shav Beri L'Shalmana. Even if somebody has 7 pits that are on his way, a person, the chadalav, and person goes out of his way to avoid machloikis, he will not fall into any of them. However, the chadalav bish, somebody who wants to keep the machloikis somebody who wants to keep machlokes will fall in even to the one pit that's there. Amalei Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Kroksiv. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Kesheve yipol tzadik, v'kam, v'sham yichshul bara. A tzadik will be saved from these seven pits, and he won't be able to be saved even from one. Hu davakam of Ozel, the Medina Shaklua Galima. If somebody went to court and he lost, and they took away his court, his coat, to be able to pay. But I saw that the Paiskim point out, the Glima we know is the outer coat. It's the most significant coat. That even if Bezdin makes a person pay and they take away his coat, they only take away the coat that is not necessary for him to have. But his basic clothing, of course, they don't take away. But somebody who lost in the Bezdin, Lezamezim of Aleil Zabal Urcha, he should sing a song as he goes on the road. He should accept the Bezdin's psak. Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. So Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, that too, crux if it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, V'gam kala mazah yov amakame yov b'sholem. That call, everybody will be happy when after they hear the psak of the Bezdin. That, and says the Ben Ishchai, somebody who leaves Bezdin should leave Bezdin singing. If somebody leaves Bezdin singing, then he's doing the right thing. Not like people when they don't get what they want, they complain. Which opens up a question: is it appropriate for Bezdin to give a reason for their psak, or maybe it's better that they shouldn't give a psak? They shouldn't give a reason. Because once you give a reason, then people could disagree with the reason. The Shulchan Aruch HaKosh Mishpat Simen Yud Dalet Sif Dalet says, Yesh Oimrim, Shemrei Adayin Shebal Din Choshdoi, Shenoit Adin Kenegdoi. If the Dayan sees that the litigants think that he's partial to one, Tzarech Loidioi, he should notify that person, Mezatam Donu, why he paskin the way he paskin. Afilu Loi Shal, even if the litigant didn't ask for explanation. The Smas, however, says that if he didn't ask, the Dayan doesn't have an obligation to explain why. The Tumim and the Pesach Tshuva say that, and the Chasam Sofer says, that even though one should not necessarily offer a written psak, he should at least verbally, the Dayan should verbally explain why he did what he did. And the reason is because, as our Gemara says, we want the Dayan to walk out happy. We want the litigant, to walk out happy. And if the Dayan is not going to be able to explain why he did what he did, that's going to maybe create this dissatisfaction, which we have to avoid. Says the Gemara, Hu dekavim va'ozel, hey Naima, the wife fell asleep, the dekula shuffle. We know that they used to carry baskets on their head. So while she fell asleep, the basket fell down. Amle Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Kruksev, Be'atzaltayim, if a person is lazy, Yimach HaMikra. If somebody doesn't do what he's supposed to do, the house will have a flood. The house will be in disrepair. Ha'udah Kamen Va'ozel, Gavra D'Rechitznalei, the person on whom I relied, Adil Gzizav came. Came out against me. Amle Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Kruksiv, Gam Ish Shloimi, the pasuk says, and tell him, the person who I was at peace with, the person who I was friends with, Asher B'tachti Bar, Ochalachmi, we used to eat bread together, Ahagdal Aleil Eikav, now he turned on me. Hudav Kamav Azul, Kurichimtam Havaziza, when we loved each other, Apashi Desasur Shechivin, we could rest together on the blade of a knife. There was no problem. Hashta, but now where our love is not that great, the law is Ezer Chimton, Puri Bashitun Gamidil Sagilon. A bed that's the width of 60 Amma is not enough. Amravuna Kroksiv, Mikaroksiv, when the Pasuk speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing his Shekhinah to Klal Yisrael in the Mishkan, the Pasuk says, when the Adol Chasham, the Braisa teaches us what were the dimensions of the Oren. Oren, Tisha Tvachim. Aron was 9 tefachim tall, the kaparis, and the kaparis that were on top of the Aron was a tefach tall. Harekan asara, it was entirely 10 tefachim by a length of 2.5 tefachim and by a width of amon tefach. L'psoif ksivin, and the Shechina was there in the Mishkan. But then, after Klal Yisrael did the Aveira, the Pasuk says, V'abayis ha-shabar ha-melech Shlomo Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo ha-melech built, Shishim ama arkoi, v'esim rachboi, v'shloishim ama kamosoi, it was much larger. L'ksiv koyam Hashem, Hashemayim kisi, the heavens are where I sit, v'aretz adam ragli, the earth is my footstool, ezabayis ha-tivinli, there's nowhere that there's a place anymore for the Shechina in this world. So I saw that a story that there was once the Kuzma Rebbe was walking and it started to rain. And it started to rain very, very heavily. And the chassid that was walking along said that he started to dance. He says, what does it mean? He says, when the Gemara says that when Klal Yisrael used to be Oyle Regel, nobody would say Tzar li Amokim, that nobody would complain about they didn't have what to sleep, it wasn't comfortable enough. And that's what this Gemara means to teach us, he said. Our Gemara is coming to teach us that no matter whatever situation we find ourselves in, we have to be satisfied with that situation and use it as a situation for avodas Hashem. And again, there's two ways that the Gemara is taught. Some explain this Gemara as referring to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person should always have room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life. And others explain this Gemara as our relationship with a husband and a wife. When there's shalom bayis between a husband and a wife, there's room, there's always place for them to be able to manage together. Says the Gemara. The Pasuk says, we quoted this Pasuk at the end of yesterday's shir, L'segurim b'nei ish, L'tachas tvarach b'nei ish. If a Talmud sees that his Rebbe is making an error, he's supposed to, if you see something, say something. Ask the Gemara, my mashma, the high L'segur, lishna the K'nushi hu. Where do we see the L'segur means that you shouldn't hold in? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, V'yayin l'tishtav l'tagar. That don't you will not be able to bring the wine into your home. The pasuk speaks about the ants who store their food. A smart person stores food in the summer when it's available. They should have it for later on when he needs the food. Emes Mammon Yira Simon. So I saw Emes, that a pshat in the Simon. Emes, Mammon, if somebody wants Memoinoi, if somebody wants that his money, he should hold on to his money, Yiras Hashem, the first thing he should do is Yiras Hashem. He should have Yiras Hashem. The second thing he should do is Emes. He should live with Emes. If a person lives with these two traits, of MS and Yira, then he will be successful in his financial dealings. Omar Rashmu ben Achmeni, Omar Bjornason. Kol dain shadon dinam slamitai. A dain that paskels a shayla amitai. Masha Shechina b'Yisrael, he is the one that brings the Shechina to Klal Yisrael. And Din Yaakov explains why. He says, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Malachim complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you creating a world? It's a world where there's so many lies. And that's why their claim was that it's inappropriate that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring the Shechina to a world of Sheker. But when we act with Emes in this world, what that does is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to respond to the Malachim. You see, it's the right thing to do to create the world. I created the world, and there is a world. There is Emes in the world. The other point that the Mefarshim make, what does it mean, don din emes lamitai? And that means that a dayan sees a case in front of him. And when he sees the case in front of him, if he goes strictly by the book, he maybe should say, this one is guilty, this one is innocent. But it is the obligation of a dayan to be done din emes lamitoi, to really see what is the truth. And not just say, well, this is what I think, this is what it says, I have to do this. He has to think, what is the truth? Shenemar el kib nitzah b'das kel b'karev el kib yishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina is where there is din. However, the kol dayan she'ein don din emes lamitoi, garim l'shechina shetasalk m'Yisrael. A dayan that doesn't do that causes the Shechina to leave Klai Yisrael. Shenema, Mesoir Aniyim, Menkes Avyoirim, Ata Okum Yom Hashem. When people are mistreated, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I leave. V'amar Shmuel, Bar Amar Avyoirisin, Kol Dayan Shnoitl Mizeh, V'noitl Mizeh, Shloikadin. If the Dayan takes from one person money that really that he shouldn't have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Noitl Mimena Nafshoi. He's putting his life at risk. Shenema, Atigzo Dal, Kiel Dalhu, don't mistreat people financially. Kashem Yarav Rivam, Bekavis Kavei Nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go after the person who does so. Vamar Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan. Loilam Yir Adayin Atzmai. A Dayin, how should a Dayin look at his situation when he's doing it in Torah? Kilo Cherev Menachsle ben Yerkosov. A sword is pointing towards him. The Kenhenim Besuch Metachtov, and Gehenim is open under him. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Hinim Atosu Shal Shloima, Shishim Gibarim Savam Loi Be Gibari Yisrael, Kulam Achuze Cherev Melumde Melchama, Ish Charba Yirecha Mepachet Belailus. The Dayan is supposed to be in fear. Mepachta Shal Gehenim of Gehenim She Doim Lelailu, which is like dark, like night, under him. Darsh Rabbi Yosh Vitaim Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Maidik Siv, based on the Koyam Hashem, Dinoi Lamboika Mishpat, Vetzilu Goyz Muyat Oshet. The question, Bechi Beboika Donim, Dinoi Lamboika Mishpat means that the Dintar is done in the morning. Is that true, that the Dintar is only done in the morning? V'chol HaYoyim Ein Donim, aren't Dinoi Tayra conducted all day? Ella, Baral Chadova, if you know for sure that what you're saying is correct, kebiker, just like the morning when the sun is shining strong, then amreyu, say it. Vimlav, but if you're not confident that what you're saying is correct, al tamreyu, don't say it. Rechibar abba amrem yonis mehocha. Emel l'chach machoisiyat. In bar l'cha adova, if the psak that you're issuing is clear to you, kachois chashi yisurulach, just like we all know that one may not have relations with his sister, then if you're confident in your psak to that degree, amreyu. That's a psak that you should say. But if it's not, if you're not confident, mimlav, if you're not that confident, then I'll to say you that don't say it. And I saw that the Aruch Lener explains what's pshat in this Gemara. He says that pshat in this Gemara is that what we're learning here is that many halachas are taught through a kavachomer, through a gzeirah shavah. But the halacha that one may not have relations with a sister is explicit in the Torah. And what the Gemara is teaching us is that it has to be clear to you as if like something which is said explicitly in the Torah. If 10 people are doing it in Torah together, kailu tavar b'tzav kulam. If they issue an incorrect psak, then all of them will be held responsible. Pshita, ask the Gemara, of course, if they all were part of this psak, they will all be held responsible. Answers the Gemara, Tzricha el Tamra Yoshev Lefnei Rabbi. What we're learning here is regarding the Talmud who's sitting there, and as we learned earlier in yesterday's shir, if the Talmud sees that the Rebbe's on the wrong track, he has an obligation to say something. Rav Huna, Rav Huna, when there was a din Torah that came to him, Michnef Amaisa Esar Rabbanim and Beirav, would gather together 10 Rabbanim to participate in the din Torah. Omar, why did he do this? He says, what I'm doing here is, I'm trying to get many people to participate, that if we make a mistake, there'll be many people who will carry the burden together. Rav Ashi Kev Asa Trifsel Kamei. When a question canter of Ashi about the kashrus of a piece of meat. Machna from Maisle Lakula Tafch the Masa Machasya, he would gather all the shachtim. Omer Kehecha the Limta Shiva Mekshura, again, he wanted to have everybody participate in that decision. By having so many people participate in the decision, they'll share the burden. Kiyasa, Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Etzisrael to Bavel, Omer, Dorish, Rav Nachman Bar Koyin, Maidiksev Melech Ba Mishpat Yamed Oretz, V'ish Trumas Yehar Sena. Im Dain Doim LaMelech, if the Dain is like a king, Sh'en Etzorch L'Klum, that he is wealthy and he's self-sufficient, Yamed Oretz, he could be a good Dain. V'm Dain LaKoyin, but if he's like a Koyin Shemachsa Gronis, that he relies on other people, then Yehar Sena. A person that relies on other people can't be a good Dain. The Bein Nesia, says the Gemara, the people of the home of the house of the Nasi, Uk Medina Dolava Gomer. They appointed a Dayan who wasn't a Talmud Chacham. Amalei Lihuda Ben Achmeni, Betugma the Resh Lakish, Kumalei Ben Moira. Stand next to that Dayan and say a drasha. The way it used to work was that the Dayan, the Rav, would say a drasha, and there would be a Meturgaman who would say it out loud for people to hear. Kum Gachalei. So he came and bent down next to him and to hear what he says. And this person who was not capable said nothing. Pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda ben Nachmeni got up and said, "Hoy oimel eitz hakitza uri le'evin doimim hu yaira hina tafes zav v'chesav v'karuach em bekirpay." What he said was that the diet is like a piece of wood. When you ask somebody, it's a piece of wood, a stone. Can they say anything? It's meaningless. And that here too, the person that was appointed is like a person, a piece of stone, a piece of wood. V'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu parmei meidim. Anybody who appoints such dayanim will be punished. Shnema v'Hashem behechel kotshoy has mipanav kol ha'aretz. Somebody, if they were not able to have proper din Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to deal with it. Says the Gemara, Amar Shlokish call a Mamid Dayan Shena Hogan. If somebody appoints a Dayan who's not qualified to be a Dayan, Kilonoita Asher B'Yisrael. We know that the Ashera is an Avodah Zarah, and having a Dayan is like having an Ashera, building an Avodah Zarah. And where do we find this? Because the Pasuk says, Shoiftim v'shoitim titan loch. That's the pasuk that says that we have to have proper shayftim judges. So the way the Maral Diskin explains that just like when we have an asherah, if we put a tree next to mizbeach, it's going to harm the foundation of the mizbeach. So too, having dayanim who aren't qualified destroy the foundation of Klal Yisrael. The Reb Chaim Brisker used to say pshat. He says an asherah is a tree that looks very nice, but even though it's a tree that looks very nice, it's really rotten because it's an avodah zarah. So too, sometimes you may appoint a dayan, and on the outside he looks like he's really special. He's really qualified to be a dayan. But he's really like the Asherah tree, which looks nice, but is really rotten. Amar Vashi, b'makom sheyesh tamid chachamim, if somebody took a dayan who's not qualified, where there are tamid chachamim available, it's even worse. Kilo nota etz mizbeach. Shenemar, loisitecha Asherah kol etz mizbeach Hashem alkecha. Ksiv, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, loisasen iti alehei chesav alehei zov. The question is, does it mean that we're not allowed to make idols out of silver and gold? If it's made out of wood, shari, it's permissible. But it says Rav Ashi, pshat is like this. A dying that's appointed because he gave kesef, that if he gave silver or gold, then to appoint him, that is an inappropriate dying. And I saw that the Bach says that even if the person who paid for the position is a qualified person, but he got the position only because if he paid for it, that dayan should not be a dayan. Rav Keva also Beit Dina. Rav, when he came to the Beis Din Hamachir, Brus Nafshil Tola Dafik. I chose to put myself into danger. Because as we're learning, a Dayan who passes incorrectly is in danger. Utsvi Beis Ileso Avid, and I don't earn anything from my family, because a Dayan is really not supposed to get paid. V'rekel Beis Ha'ayil, I come home empty. V'vashtei Piyah, I hope that when I come home from doing it in Torah, Ki Yitziah, like I left my home. When I leave my home, I do it, I'm in a good place. I hope when I come home, I'll be in the same good place, that I didn't make any mistakes. Kevachazi Ambur Basrei, when he saw a crowd of people following, Amma, Emyala Shemaim Sioi, Guglala Natsach Yavid. If somebody is arrogant and he thinks of himself, I'm going all the way up to Shemayim, look how important I am, he's going to end up like treated like waste. Mazucha Chasida, Kav Machsfilei, when they used to carry him to his place in the shul, Bishata de Ragla, on the Shabbos, where they used to say a drosha before the Yom Tovim, so he used to come and they would carry him up front, and everybody stood up. He would say, "This doesn't remain forever." And away, I saw the Paiskim explain this Gemara, is if a person comes to shul late, he should sit in the back, not cause people to get off for him. Here, he had to go to the front, because this is where he was going to give the shir. Have him as soon as din. When you do it in Torah, use patience. Don't to think through that you're doing the right thing. The ksiv, v'loisala b'malzal mizbechi. Don't run up the steps to mizbech. V'samach leveil mishpatim. The Torah should be done with proper deliberation. Amar b'lozim anayin l'dayin. Shlo yirsa al roshe am kaddish. As we just said, when you walk to your seat, you shouldn't walk and everybody's sitting, so it looks like you're stepping on their head. Ask the Gemara. The pasuk says, "Ashtasim lufneim." Shouldn't the pasuk say, "Ashtalam dem ibayle"? That you should teach them. Amr b'yimi avitem revchiber abba ela klia deyonim. The dying has to have certain equipment, as we're going to see, available to him. Says the Gemara, "Rav Huna kev nafik ladina amahaki apikli manich anusoi." Bring for me my equipment that I need for the Din Torah. What is it? Makel, a stick to give makis. Ritzua. Makel is a stick that was used for makis mardis. Ritzua is a belt that was used for malkis. The shofar is the shofar that was blown when somebody's put into cherim. The sandala, the shoe that's used for chalitza. The pasuk says, "V'tzavas shiftechem beisahi." Amar b'yochanan k'negem makel ritzua teizaris. A person should have these things available to him, the dying, that if somebody does something wrong, they can know that they're going to get punished. Shemai ben Echechem v'shvartem, Amar b'chanin ashar lebezen shlo yishma, divrei baldin, that you shouldn't hear one side, kodem shiyava baldin chaveru. You have to have both sides, you have to hear both sides. Ashar lebaldin shlo yatem dvarov, the litigants should say, ledayin kodem shiyava baldin chaveru. He's now, let's say, his side, before the other side, because kridem nami shma benechechem. So the pasuk is speaking both to the dayan and to the person who is saying the din Torah. The Ramah says that when is there an isser? Where may a dayan not hear from one side before he hears from the other side? That's when he knows that he's going to be a dayan in this case. If he knows he's going to be a dayan in this case, so as we're learning, he has no right to listen to one side before he listens to the other side. But what happens, says the Ramah, if somebody approaches a Rav and tells him an issue that he's facing? And the Rav says, okay, I think, and he hears. And then afterwards, the Dayan, then he's appointed to be a Dayan. So says the Ramah, that he's still qualified to be a Dayan. But says the Shach, if more than that happened, if he wasn't just spoken to, if he actually offered an opinion, and certainly if he offered an opinion in writing, then he becomes disqualified to be a dayan in this case. Rav Kahana Mahacha, Leisisa Sheish Meshav, loisasi, that the pasuk is teaching us that he shouldn't say anything until the other side comes. The pasuk says, "Ushvatzem tzedek amar shloch tzedek esadin." Think about this entire, see what's right, and then akachotkeu, and then say the pasuk. "Ushvatzem tzedek ben ishur ben ochiv amar Yehuda afilu ben bayis laliyah." If there's a Yerusha, a two-floor house, so it seems to be easy. One brother will get one floor, the other brother will get the other floor. You should think before you paskin. Or mangera afir amar Yehuda afilu ben tanel krayim. The dentira is between two different types of ovens that are not big deal. Not everything's a big deal. Like sekir upon a mishpat, Yehudaima like tekirehu. Don't, if one of the baladinim is your friend, don't treat him special because he's your friend. Rabbi Elazar Omer, loy tenakreyu. If one of the baladinim is a person you don't get along with, don't mistreat him because you don't get along with him.